I'm really hoping we're about getting to the end of this whole conspiracy theory thing. And what I mean is, I'm hoping that the public will soon wake up to the fact that anytime a mega criminal, either a corporation or an individual, is about to get caught for their crimes or an investigation starts into their crimes, the press and the media and the entertainment world and the talking heads and the pundits and the social media sock puppets all come out and accuse everyone of being a conspiracy theorist. It's getting ludicrous. Everything they don't like is a conspiracy theory. When in reality, as I've been watching the pattern, all, 9 times out of 10, the things that they call conspiracy theories are actually real crimes going on that they don't want you to find out about. Period. End of story. Everything from assassinations to mass-scale environmental degradations to individual murders to human trafficking to child exploitation, these things have all been written off as conspiracy theories, and I'm telling you, most of them aren't. This is just the handy-dandy way they bury stories nowadays. And I don't know if you've noticed, but they are ramping this up to a degree that's outrageous. Anybody questioning the election results in the United States when there is massive evidence of shenanigans and fraud, those people are all conspiracy theorists. The whole notion of even asking whether an election might have been tampered with is a conspiracy theory. The most dangerous one, and the one I'm going to be talking about today, is this Great Reset, Build Back Better. And the Great Reset. They're calling both of those things conspiracy theories now. They're saying, well, okay, they exist, but they're good things, and the conspiracy theorists are running wild with them. So it's the same game all over again. This is just a conspiracy theory. Don't pay any attention to the negative talk about the Great Reset. Go back to sleep. Don't look too closely at it, because if you do, we'll call you a conspiracy theorist too. And that's the worst thing ever in the world to be called, apparently. In today's video, I'm going to tackle the Great Reset, which is Build Back Better, which is the New World Order, which is the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Okay, they're all the same thing. Green New Deal, UN Sustainability Goals, Agenda 2030. They have lots of names for it. And that's so that you don't notice that it is actually all the same group working together to bring about drastic and very terrifying changes to the way the world runs. Yeah, I said the world. It looks like it's happening in individual countries because they're still allowing us to believe we have individual countries at this point. But really, what's happened is the United Nations has partnered with the World Economic Forum to create the largest organization the world has ever seen, and they're all after the same bunch of goals. I'm going to prove it to you today, insofar as I think I need to. There's tons more proof and evidence out there. But let's start with Justin Trudeau speaking on a Zoom meeting or something in his horrible, overdramatic tones about being so excited that COVID-19 has allowed a chance for us to reset our countries, our economy, our cultures, everything. Listen.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
He is loyal to the global government, not to this country. All right. But what did he say when people began to notice this? When people began to say, hey, we don't want this great reset. We don't want any part of it, Justin Trudeau. Here's what he had to say.
We're seeing a lot of people fall prey to disinformation. And if conservative MPs and others want to start talking about conspiracy theories, well, that's their choice. I'm going to stay focused on helping Canadians get through this, on learning lessons from this pandemic, and making sure that the world we leave to our kids is even better than the world we inherited from our parents.
He says it's a conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory?
That's what he says to us. Well, how can they be so hypocritical? The Great Reset has been on the cover of Time magazine, and it's a very real thing. Exhibit A, COVID-19, the Great Reset, tied the virus together with this New World Order plan called the Great Reset. Who wrote this? Klaus Schwab. Here he is here. Does he look like a guy who rubs elbows with any commoners, with any normal member of the electorate, any citizens of any countries working blue-collar jobs or even white-collar jobs? No, no, he's off in the rarefied air of Switzerland at the World Economic Forum. You've heard of Davos, where all the most important people in the whole world meet every year and they plan our future? That's him. That's that. And they want the Great Reset. Here's from the World Economic Forum website. Now is the time for a Great Reset. This was in June 2020. Have a listen to Klaus Schwab himself, how excited he is that now is the time.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
There it is. There's the origin point. Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum. And you're going to see in a minute why it all of a sudden exploded everywhere. I'll show you that. But first, let's move on to Build Back Better. Build Back Better appeared in the slogans and catchphrases of many, many, many world leaders all at the same time. Let's have a look at a montage here that was put together by the Daily Mail. So I'm not 100% sure who all these people are. This is Boris Johnson, Build Back Better, in the background. I don't know who this is, but she's got Build Back Better in the background. If you recall, Joe Biden made it a slogan of his campaign, Build Back Better. Here's Canada talking about it. Here's the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, Building Back Better. Here's Pakistan, Prime Minister Imran Khan, Build Back Better, if you can see that at the very bottom there. But what does the Daily Mail, or what does the Sun say? The Sun says this is a bizarre new COVID conspiracy theory because Build Back Better slogans around the world, they say, spark fascist regime claims. It's a fascist regime. The World Economic Forum is an organization of the world's largest corporations. And what they do is they try to create public-private partnerships. What was one of the definitions of fascism is a merger of corporation and state. Public-private partnerships are just that. Public government, private corporations, partnership, merging. That's why people fear a worldwide takeover by public-private partnerships led by the World Economic Forum and other global organizations. Here is Build Back Better, straight from the World Economic Forum in July 2020. Building Back Better. This one is an action plan for the media, entertainment, and culture industry. But there's others. Why would they need to focus on media, entertainment, and culture? Why? Because it's very important if you're trying to bring in such a terrifying regime as they are trying to bring in with the Great Reset. You need all your cultural leaders and all news media to cover for you. You need them to say, oh, it'll be a wonderful life under this Great Reset plan. We're going to build back better. It's going to be fantastic. You need that in order to sell a plan so, so dark as their plan is, which I will show you in a minute. All right, so the good news is people totally caught on to the Great Reset and Build Back Better very quickly. As you can see, they're already trying to go out there and run cover for it. But what have they done now in order to maybe throw people off the scent? They've introduced a third phrase. The third phrase is the future we want. Listen to this.
If we do not act now,
decades of development could be lost.
If we do not act now, the 2030 agenda could be out of reach.
Despite all the challenges, this is a historic opportunity
to build back better and greener.
We must raise the bar of ambition
to attain the future we want.
A future that is fair,
safe,
inclusive,
and sustainable.
We are taking concrete actions
to transform declarations into reality.
We are joining forces because we believe that together we are stronger.
Together we can go further.
The future is in our hands.
Will you join us?
The future we want.
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 That was from a UN pledge-a-thon that all the world leaders zoomed into online. And you heard, they just read a script. I call them hostage scripts. They're all handed a script. They all say it. They did this with the coronavirus thing. I covered it. And they've done this with other events as well. They are told what to say. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, who is telling them what to say? Well, I believe it is. The root of this is in June 2019, the World Economic Forum and the United Nations formed a strategic partnership. It was because the Sustainable Development Goals, or otherwise known as Agenda 2030, they were failing. The United Nations admitted this. So it brought in a ringer. It teamed up with this organization that represents the world's largest mega corporations. Right here, you can see, if you look at the phrase, the future we want, in July 2020, the World Economic Forum started writing articles using this catchphrase. In September 2020, the United Nations started using it as well. And that is probably because in June 2019, the UN and the World Economic Forum signed this Memorandum of Understanding on Strategic Partnership Framework for the 2030 Agenda. Here's what an organization called FIEN International, and they represent 400 civil society organizations and 40 international networks, for this letter that they co-wrote to denounce the strategic partnership agreement between the World Economic Forum and the UN. They called on the UN to end this relationship. Let me read you a little bit of what they wrote. This agreement between the UN and the World Economic Forum formalizes a disturbing corporate capture of the UN. It moves the world dangerously towards a privatized and undemocratic global governance. Harris Gleckman, a former UN official and senior fellow at the University of Massachusetts, says, quote, "This strategic agreement is a coup for the corporate leaders at Davos, but what does it offer the UN and the international community? This gives some of the most controversial corporations unprecedented access to the heart of the UN, yet it has not even been properly discussed by the UN's country members, and certainly not by the broader public." So there you go. And keep in mind, the United Nations has written, it's this giant hulking bureaucracy full of treaties that they say often are not binding on nations, but nations act as if they are. And there's all kinds of mechanisms that the United Nations can call upon to make these treaties and agreements binding through pressure campaigns, through trade interference and this sort of thing. Binding is as binding does in some senses. So you can see that this is very much in keeping with the definition of fascism, a merger of corporation and state. The national governments apparently did not even get a say in whether or not the UN was going to partner with the World Economic Foundation. And obviously, as they point out, the people, all of us in the nation states, we got no say whatsoever. So let's keep going. Here is an excellent article if you want to familiarize yourself with who Klaus Schwab is, his background, his intentions, and some history on the World Economic Forum. On the blog Winter Oak, Klaus Schwab and his Great Fascist Reset. I'll just read you the opening two paragraphs. It's a long article and very, very informative. I will leave a link to it in the description box below the video. Born in Ravensburg in 1938, Klaus Schwab is a child of Adolf Hitler's Germany, a police state regime built on fear and violence, on brainwashing and control, on propaganda and lies, on industrialism and eugenics, on dehumanization and disinfection, on a chilling and grandiose vision of a new order that would last 1,000 years. Schwab seems to have dedicated his life to reinventing that nightmare and trying to turn it into a reality, not just for Germany, but for the whole world. And what I'm about to get into a little later in this video should show you that that's exactly right. Now, I don't have time to cover all of it. The World Economic Forum Great Reset Goals number in the hundreds, and they all kind of tie back to the smaller number of goals that the United Nations Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goals have. They kind of, the many turn into smaller because they group them in underneath different categories. So just keep that in mind. When I'm showing you how scary this plan is, I'm only going to show you a little bit. Here is an article talking about the partnership and why it happened. It says here, Antonio Gutierrez wrote, "It is abundantly clear that a much deeper, faster, and more ambitious response is needed to unleash the social and economic transformation needed to achieve our 2030 goals." And what transformation, what thing happened that allowed them to make this much faster, deeper, and more ambitious response to the economic transformation they wanted? What happened? COVID happened. You see, this 15th of October, 2019, a live simulation exercise to prepare public and private leaders for pandemic response. So June, July, August, September, 4 months after this took place. And I've covered this extensively, this pandemic planning exercise. It was called Event 201. I covered it in this video, Global Public Health Mafia, showing you that Anthony Fauci was actually on the board of this organization, and many other characters overlap between the World Economic Foundation, the World Health Organization, all kinds of things. You'd have to go watch it. And then I did Not So Trusted Voices, which takes into account how they used media and sports stars and CEOs and Hollywood people and music people to push the agenda forward. I also did another video that's straight up called Event 201, if you want to go look for that on BitChute. October 2019, they planned out a pandemic and what they would do if that ever happened. And then boom, it happened, didn't it? And now we're living this nightmare. And this nightmare seems to be hitting a lot of the highlights of what the World Economic Forum and the UN wanted. Let's look at this. From July 2020, to build back better, we must reinvent capitalism. Here's how. A true recovery from COVID-19 will not be about putting things back together the way they were. We need to build back better, to reset, if we are to address the deep systemic vulnerabilities that the pandemic has exposed. World Economic Forum, July 2020. But the World Economic Forum has wanted this for years. This is what they've always been aiming at. They've always been about public-private partnerships. They've always been about centralizing control. They've always been about actually having corporations take over the rule of the world, because they're technocrats and they figure that this would just work out better. Very cold, calculated rules that spread the whole world, no regional differences. We're all going to be inside their paradigm, no matter whether it works for us or not, because it works for the corporations and it works for stakeholders. That's who Klaus Schwab is interested in pleasing, stakeholders. You're not one of them. Here's a 2016 video tweeted out by the World Economic Forum that they have since deleted because it got such a bad reaction. People only really noticed this video this year when everybody started talking about the Great Reset in light of COVID-19. Well, they found this 2016 video and the World Economic Forum deleted it. They did not like being rejected. They did not like the negativity. Here, watch this video. We'll be right back. I changed the music. They shouldn't get away with using that happy joy joy ukulele refrain on all their spooky messages. I think it deserves that sort of ominous music, don't you? Changes it. By the way, thank you freesfx.co.uk for that track. Full credit to your website. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You'll eat less meat. It'll just be a luxury item. And more. You'll go to Mars. Don't they always promise things like that? We'll cure Parkinson's disease. We'll have flying cars. We'll have robot maids. And we'll get to colonize other planets. Listen, that's a Disneyland fantasy. All of that stuff. But that's how they sell it to people. And because people have almost a religious faith in science now, they get away with it. They get away with it over and over, generation after generation. Because you know why? Because the minute anybody tries to show you the bad part of this, all the usual suspects come out of the woodwork and they say, you're a tinfoil hat wearing lunatic conspiracy theorist who hates the earth and is a racist. That's what they do every time. And here, look, there was also an article about this on the World Economic Forum website in 2016. At this point, the headline is, here's how life could change in my city by the year 2030. But originally, the title was, Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy. And life has never been better, it used to say. And did you notice? They picked the year 2030. And do you notice the United Nations is Agenda 2030? So they have the same timeline and they have the same goals. They want you to own nothing and be happy. You saw, it says, whatever you want, you will rent. Well, I've covered this, but let me just play you a minute or 2 minutes of, I believe it's James Dellingpole, talking about this whole notion of not owning anything. Listen.
They're talking about things like they don't want us to own property anymore. We're not going to own anything. It will be provided for us. Well, who does own the property? Who's renting it out to us? Some sort of shadowy elite. This is a takeover by the technocrats. And I urge anyone who thinks that this is a kind of conspiracy theory to do a bit of background reading. The Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, combined with UN Agenda 2030, as it's now called, is a complete transformation of our societies around the world on lines I would call communist or fascist. I mean, frankly, what's the...
Total common sense. Someone's going to own this stuff. It's just not going to be any of the plebs. They want, like, to be pharaohs of the world. They own everything, and they'll dole it out as they see fit, if you're good. And not if you're a conspiracy theorist, right? Yeah, I thought that was an excellent to the point little video from James Dellingpole. How are they going to ever get anyone to buy this? I talk about this all the time. It's through the fake media. It's through criticism being hidden and through their weasel words being promoted by all the trusted voices out there, right? They also are bankrupting any businesses which are not playing along. And one of the main ways they've been doing this is they've been going after advertising spaces, people selling advertising space. And they've been saying, don't sell advertising to XYZ company. They are not on board with the 2030 agenda. They want normal production. They don't want to go the way we're going. So stop supporting them. Here's a part from this Build Back Better World Economic Forum document where they talk about an organization called GARM working with them. Well, this is from the World Federation of Advertisers, and they've got pages and pages of the corporations who have pledged their loyalty to this. Therefore, they get to advertise. They get to exist in the new system. So many other companies don't. And I mean, I don't know. I'll link to this in the description box. You can't really see these logos, but there's MasterCard, McDonald's, Lego, Bayer. Bayer goes all the way back to IG Farben in the Nazi regime, by the way. You've got Twitter. There's Snapchat in there. There's, which some of them you can't see. It's cut off here. but it's a lot of the usual suspects. Okay, just a couple of more examples of how they are hiding this from you and how they are getting away with such an evil plan, because that's a key part. They have to hide it from you until they're ready to spring it. And believe me, COVID-19, they're trying to spring it. They're springing it right now. They really are. Okay, they had this thing. Klaus Schwab made the Forum of Young Global Leaders at some point. And I just want you to pay attention to who is on this list. Alexander Soros, Tulsi Gabbard, Dan Crenshaw, Mark Zuckerberg, David de Rothschild, and I don't know this person, Megan Rapinoe? I can't read that. But see, Dan Crenshaw came out after the election, almost in the first day, and he said, yeah, I think Trump should concede. Just get over it. We're going to have to just accept that, you know, sometimes you lose elections. So that's interesting. And also, Daniel Crenshaw is an elected representative on the Republican side in, I don't know if he's where, what level of government he's in, but he's an elected representative. And nobody is calling him out for his membership in this cult. Meanwhile, anybody that was following QAnon at all, if they got elected, the media went crazy and said they shouldn't be in government. Now, I don't know if you know that Elon Musk, his grandfather, was head of Technocracy. And this stuff is basically technocracy on steroids. What does this say? Elon Musk wants to colonize Mars to prepare for World War III. This was in 2018. You remember in this video where it said they would colonize Mars? These same talking points pushed by the cultural leaders, corporate leaders. Now they're both, right? Steve Jobs was a cultural leader and a corporate leader. Elon Musk is a cultural leader and a corporate leader. They're trying to do the same with Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. The rest of them, they've sucked up all the money, all the airtime, all the power. And now they're trying to tell you it's a conspiracy theory to report on what they're doing. Elon Musk, one more thing about him. Look what else he said. I am selling almost all my physical possessions, will own no house. So that goes right along with this agenda too, doesn't it? Is it a coincidence that he owns a rocket company, an electric vehicle company, and a company called Neuralink, which promises to make your brain directly interface with computers? Well, here's where it gets really dark, and I'm sorry, and I won't dwell on this, but you need to know, because me trying to convince you that this isn't a conspiracy theory is not just about you believing that there is a real thing called the Great Reset. I want you to know how important it is to fight the Great Reset, because one of the elements of it is to hook the human race up to the Internet of Things and monetize us, monetize our body heat, our movements, etc. Again, I made a whole video about this. It's called They Hate Us, if you want to go back and look at that. Here's what it basically looks like. They want to be able to control people through their smartphones, and this is going to be global. You see how that, if you squint your eyes, you see how that looks like the back of a head, a bald head with pointy ears. And here is the smartphone that's obviously interacting with something there. Do you know what logo that is? That is from Facebook Libra coin. Go look it up. Facebook wants a digital coin. Facebook also is invested in biomedical things. And of course, Facebook has the social networking site that controls the minds of so many people right now. So using the virus as the excuse, they're going to start the circular economy, where they use modern monetary theory and cryptocurrencies on the blockchain. They're going to put this all on the Internet of Things. So every single thing you own, everything in your house, your pieces of clothing, even your food and your light, I am not joking, will be part of this system. They need 5G. for this system to be able to communicate fast enough with each other. It won't make a difference to you. This is dependent on your smartphone because that's your connection to this. This basically will be your life, your avatar. Everything about you will be in it. They're using genetic engineering and nanoparticles to modify viruses and give you a vaccine that potentially will interact with the Internet of Things. It can modify your body so that you can communicate with the Internet of Things. Be warned, this is real. Here is Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, and this is by far not the only time he's said this. He says this over and over and over. This is his dream. This is the fourth industrial revolution that he's talking about right here. Listen, just a few seconds.
It's at the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
How scary is that? And he has said it dozens and dozens of times. He's got it all through his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution. That's what it's all about. For a little levity right now, I'm going to give you a 20-second video that I made. Because when I see Klaus Schwab and I hear him talk, I think of only one character, and it's this one.
It's at the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
Fun. I just have to blow off steam sometimes and make those so that I can mock him. Because I don't think he likes being mocked, honestly. Anyway, here's the scariest part of all. Here's where we get real. This is from Scientific American. So this is a serious publication. From June 23rd, 2016. Credit the World Economic Forum. This was a feature funded by the World Economic Forum and inserted into Scientific American, and it was their top 10 innovations and technologies. You see this article right here, the Internet of Things goes nano. Nano. Well, I followed the chain on that. Thanks to someone on Twitter, by the way, for alerting me to this PowerPoint presentation. Okay, this is real, okay? And this is what is being talked about here. The Internet of Nano Things and Bio Nano Things. They have this idea. The bio-cyber interface and electronic tattoo. Integrated circuit with wireless interface tattooed on the skin. It senses biochemical information from the cells on the epidermis, in sweat glands, or the nervous terminations, nerve endings. It's small, it gets put on your skin, and it can communicate with the environment around you. I remind you that there's an invisible quantum dot tattoo being developed. This is from December 2019. Who paid for it? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funded the research. And it says down here, it's possible someday that this invisible approach could create new possibilities for data storage, biosensing, and vaccine applications that could blah, blah, blah. They put a nice spin on it, of course. So that's very close to that, wouldn't you say? And that is not a fantasy. But it gets worse. They say right now, the way of communication we have through the smart grid is smartphones, tablets, and personal computers, and wearable devices like smart watches, smart rings. Oh, they have smart belts, I guess. I didn't even know about that. Virtual assistants like Amazon Echo, Alexa, Apple HomePod, Siri, and that. So they show the guy in his house with everything communicating together. But they say, this is not practical. The devices are bulky and usually battery powered. They're not compatible amongst each other. It's not natural. You have limited voice control. You require more than one step to complete each action. And they have limited functionality. Restricted to a few home control actions. It's limited email conversation, a few fitness things, a few medical things, medical data. So the future vision, they say, is to have pervasive and non-invasive devices everywhere, indoors, outdoors, outside and inside the persons, not perceptible to the user naked eye. User-friendly, can interact with humans in a natural way through the voice. Smarter, take advantage of distributed processing power and intelligence. And this is the one that you should really be creeped out by. Self-powered, no more charging batteries, energy harvesting. I've also covered this before, but people need to see it. They need to see it over and over to really get why you've got to stop being afraid of this word conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's their evil plan. And of course they want to cover it up. Of course they do. This is a picture of their future vision that I just read you, the Internet of Nano Things with outside and inside the person, imperceptible to the naked eye, harvesting your energy, and it all communicates with each other. This picture doesn't look quite so bad. This one looks a lot worse. Design a tiny implantable bio-nano thing called Remor to detect the communication among cells in the human body. It communicates between your bacteria and whatever this thing is, which, by the way, they've just admitted that they can get things into your body aerosolized. So they don't need to, when they say implant, I don't think they need to implant a device, but they could also implant it via injections, obviously. Nanoparticles are very small, nanoscale. We're talking nanoscale. So it communicates between the bacteria, the implanted thing, through magnetic induction to a wearable hub, through Bluetooth to your mobile device. I don't see why you need both of these. And then through Wi-Fi to the whole internet. And of course, they're saying this has health. This is all for your health. Yeah, sure. Sure it is. Sure it's all for our health. Here they say the cells can wirelessly connect to the internet. Applications, brain neuromodulation systems and regeneration of cells, heart problems, cardiac function, Crohn's disease, or projecting whatever they want into you, harvesting whatever data they want out of you. Let's face it, they promised cures for all kinds of things back in the day, and we've not gotten any. They've promised flying cars. We've not gotten them. Don't believe the hype here either. What they really want is this. Here's a clip from the Fourth Industrial Revolution video put out by the World Economic Forum itself on its own YouTube page in 2016. I'm going to play a tiny clip that I've played 100 times before. Here it is.
The very idea of human being some sort of natural concept is really going to change.
Our bodies will be so high-tech, we won't be able to really distinguish between what's natural and what's artificial.
You heard her. She said, we have to let go of human being some sort of natural concept. She says a lot of other really creepy things in that video as well, which I recommend you go watch. Finally, what else have I got for you? Ah, yes, yes, yes. Yes, this is another thing you should be very wary of. They admit that this is going to pose many security challenges. A whole new batch of cyber criminals will be born from this, because imagine you being hooked up to the internet. Imagine the terrorizing that real psycho criminals could get up to. Hackers with a warped mind could get up to. All the extortion, all the blackmail, all the we're going to hijack your pacemaker if you don't pay up. That times 10,000. Even they admit there will be an emergence of new forms of terrorism, bio-cyber terrorism, that utilizes the internet of biological nanothings, that interacts and hacks the biological environment, that means your body, that steal personal health information, that create new diseases to disrupt legitimate bio-nanothing networks. Look, if the doctors can turn your insulin on and off, which they can do through a smartphone, then what else might bad actors turn on and off in you? If you wanted a drone army, This would be very handy, technology, wouldn't it? And when you think about what the Great Reset is and what we're seeing out there right now in the COVID-19 response with the lockdown, people losing jobs, businesses closing, supply chains being frozen, non-essential items being walled off, having to cover our faces, having to stay away from each other, being separated by plexiglass. When you think of that, think of the humanity they're trying to build. What are we all going to do? They don't want a productive economy anymore. They want their AI robots to be 3D printing stuff. You saw that they even want to 3D print organs for transplant. They don't want us to have jobs. They don't want us to do any human things. So why are they building this internet of bio nano things then? Is it to run us like a group of just slaves? Turn us off and on? So that if we're bored, we don't get up to no good. I don't know what it is. Is it to put us into a matrix so that, when we're not working, when we're not going to school, when we're not producing, when we're not visiting loved ones, when we're not shopping, when we're not going to music festivals, we can go to virtual versions of that in this really big matrix it's almost like a copy of the real world they've made with their smart internet, nano, everywhere, complete environment. Am I making any sense? I think I've been talking too long. I'm starting to get tired. But this is real. This is real. This is not a conspiracy theory. And this is the shape of what they want to build. And this video just touches on a little tiny bit of it. The fourth industrial revolution will affect the very essence of our human experience. As he already said, it's going to
lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
Right. Cyborgs who will live in a matrix of virtual reality because, don't forget, we will own nothing and we will be happy. We'll all eat hornworms. They call them micro livestock. And if this all makes you so miserable, well, you can just retreat into this fake reality that they're building with their internet of bio nano things. All right, well, this is getting long, but I do want to give you a little bit of hope and maybe some laughs. I think Klaus Schwab looks like Blofeld meeting Dr. Strangelove. I've already shown you my Schwab of the Hutt clip, but here it is again.
What the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
And, you know, I got a reward from the World Economic Forum for my constant pursual of their agenda and for my mockery when possible. They blocked me. This great, big, powerful, probably the world's most powerful organization has such a thin skin, has no ability to stand up to scrutiny at all from some 50-year-old woman sitting in her spare bedroom in Canada, that they blocked me. That's crazy. It's funny. And here's some more hope. In their own document about building back the media better, they explain why they need to. They said they're challenged for many reasons. At a global level, people still trust each other more than governments and institutions. COVID-19 is accelerating this shift away from business and closer to other people. Winning. Totally winning. That is such a big win. So be happy. And it's true. I mean, they see the terrible reaction to everything they put out. Look at this. It's got almost 700,000 views, 25,000 thumbs down, only 4,000 thumbs up. And go look at their videos. Same thing happens every time. Nobody likes these people. Nobody wants what they're selling. Except, of course, the mega corporations. And because the mega corporations and oligarchs want it, and they own all the media, big tech and social media, and have at their disposal hundreds of thousands of sock puppet accounts and very young people who don't get it, they go out there and they make it look like everybody's like, yeah, great reset, yeah, hook my brain up to the internet. Boy, bring on those hornworms. I can't wait to own nothing and call you every time I want a frying pan. Nobody wants this, obviously. But the trouble is, so many people don't even know about it. They don't even know about it. So that's the purpose of this video. Get this news out to people. It is not a conspiracy theory. The fact they're coming out and saying that it is tells me one thing. It tells me that this news is breaking through to the mainstream. It's cracking through. And there's just no way they can defend it. It's terrible stuff. And here's something else hopeful. In that article about, I have no privacy, I own nothing, and life's great, or whatever, this is a very interesting paragraph inside of it. It says, my biggest concern is all the people who do not live in our city. Those we lost on the way. Those who decided that it became too much, all this technology. Those who felt obsolete and useless when robots and AI took over big parts of our jobs. Those who got upset with the political system and turned against it. They live different kind of lives outside of the city. Some have formed little self-supplying communities. Others just stayed in the empty and abandoned houses in small 19th century villages. That is hopeful. Because that is what we will do. A lot of people think they'll come after us wherever we go. Maybe if their crazy nut job smart city plan lasts for any length of time, maybe then they'll come after us out in the boondocks. But mostly, I think they'll leave us alone for two reasons. They're going to be in their little utopia. They're going to need a long time to put that together and get it working and keep it from failing. That's the most, they're going to need a lot of work to keep them from failing. But also, they're not stupid. They want real life too. They want us out there creating, building, being real, being interesting, making real music, making real art, laughing, dancing, celebrating, having babies, eating great natural food. They don't want to end that either. They don't. So we will have a place to go. Believe me, we will. But we need to build it. That's just the problem. We need to build it. And that's what I'm going to be doing in the background, is learning more and more about how we might be able to do that. So I hope I've given you some hope after this whirlwind tour of why the Great Reset and Build Back Better and the future we want is a sinister plan to remake the entirety of our economy, our families, our culture, everything, our food, our music, our jobs, what we get up in the morning for. What I see, that's the overriding thing I see when I look out at this proposed New World Order, Fourth Industrial Revolution, is I see billions of people having no reason to get up in the morning. And that's the most important thing in life, isn't it? Having a reason to get up, work hard, and be proud, and celebrate your successes. That's what we all want. That's what human beings want. Technocrats want a whole different thing. Leave you with this. This is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be reading this book, Neil Postman, Building a Bridge to the 18th Century. I've just discovered Neil Postman in the last couple weeks, thanks to BitChute, the guys at BitChute, the team at BitChute. So thank you guys. You sent that along to me. Fascinating and totally relevant. I think my next video will be about him. So come back then. But for now, I'm going to stop talking. Please leave a thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't. Leave a comment in the crazy, unfiltered BitChute comment section. I'm sorry it's so wild, but what are you going to do? Free speech, right? If you'd like to write to me or send a contribution, a tip, if you will, a financial tip, you can reach me at my P.O. box. I will leave a link to that in the description box. AmazingPolly.net on the contact page. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for being here. I appreciate you all very much. Until next time, peace out.